Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, the date today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Awal, 1446. And subhanAllah, after long, we've listened or heard the pieces of advice from Hazrat Mulana Riaz Lambada. Let's welcome Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Mulana Zaid Sahab, nice to hear from you as well. Are you well this morning?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We're smiling for some reason or the other. But alhamdulillah, after hearing your voice, after such a long period, I don't know where's Mulana been, but I hope you're well. Everything is well, your health, everything.
Alhamdulillah, ala min kulli hal, Allah is most merciful to us, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana, today people are claiming Heritage Day, Heritage Day. I just said just now, what is so special about Heritage Day, Shaka Zulu and all of this year? What does that play in a believer's life? Especially when, if you look at it from an angle of those who are not even Muslim, what is there to celebrate when you have the DA who is in charge of the Home Affairs and they've taken out so many cultures, uprooted them in the past few days alone, sending Zimbabweans home, so many thousands, and foreigners, only to bring back another 11,000, they say, skilled workers from other countries. And some said it's Jews. I'm not too sure. I still have to see if that information is correct. But what heritage is there? I mean, when this whole this government of unity, etc., was all put in place, even the locals were upset with this, and they said apartheid is coming back. So, Mulana, but leave all of that from a believer's perspective. Yes, it's a holiday for us, for those who are, you know, a Mulana never gets a holiday. Every day is a believer never gets a day off because it's a prison for a believer, and our Jannah is coming, inshallah. Mulana?
Absolutely. Mulana, you asked a very pertinent question. Of course, today being Heritage Day, where people are being encouraged to celebrate and commemorate their heritage. So if we look at it, the English dictionary, if you look at the Oxford Dictionary, what is the meaning they're giving of the word heritage? It says a property that is or may be inherited, an inheritance. Now understand, this is something that you have inherited from the past, which is worth preserving, which is worth preservation, and you preserve this, and this is passed down from generation to generation. It's been there for hundreds of years. This is something that is a heritage. Understand? So basically, our heritage is what we have inherited from the past to value and enjoy in the present and then pass on to the future generations. Understand? As Muslims, although we're coming from specific and different ethnic backgrounds, etc., there is a cultural heritage, there is a language heritage, but overall, if we understand what is our heritage, where is it coming from, because your heritage is going to shape your personality, your values, your behavior, how you react to things, and much, much more. I think in order to just highlight a few points, if I may, I just share a story with you, Mulana Sahab, if I can.
No
inshallah.
Problem.
So the poor man is walking home from work after a long, hard, tireless day, laboring in the sun. He's walking home, and he notices something shining in the rubble. So he goes and scratching the rubble, he picks it out, he cleans it a little, he looks, wow, this is a very beautiful stone. I'm sure this is some sort of gemstone.
Hmm.
And he, obviously, that gives him a new spring in his step. And he's excited, so he makes a detour and comes past the marketplace, starts showing it to the merchants there. Can any one of you give me a value of the stone? Everybody that he's showing it to is more interested in where did a chap like you get a stone like this? Understand? They're more perplexed at how he's in the possession of the stone than actually giving him the value. An old man looking on from the sideline calls him. He says, "Bhai, come here. You bring a precious gemstone to people who are selling pumpkins and cabbage and bananas. Take it to people who understand the value of this thing. Then they can give you the real value of it." He says, "When I'm a poor man, who do I know? People who understand the value of this." He says, "Pacha salamat ke pas chala jao. Go to the king himself. Who is better than riches and jewels and etc." So he came there. Obviously, you can't just get an audience with the king. "But who are you coming here? Look, you want to see the king?" "No, no, I just want him to give me a value of the stone." The guy who looks at the stone, looks at his issue. "Sit down here. Wait a minute, I'm coming." Takes it to the king. He says, "Some fellow came, brought this exquisite stone. He wants you to give a value for it." The king immediately called in his experts and they put their eye to it and looked at it. They came back to the king. They said, "Shoo, this is a flawless, exquisite, unique gem. Yek anmol hirahe. It's a priceless diamond." When the king heard this, "Priceless, unique stone, I must have this. It must become part of the crown jewels. I must have it. So how, what are we going to offer this man? You say it's priceless. How are we going to make him agree that he must give it to us or sell it to us?" The wazir jumped up. This was his cue. "No, no, bhai, aap bilkul itne anreye. You remain totally relaxed. I will sort it out." He came to the man. He told him, "Look, this diamond is already with the king. You are tired. You are hungry. Go and rest. Tomorrow morning when you come, you will find all the doors and the gates of the palace open for you. And you can take anything that your heart desires. Whatever you see that you want, you desire, and you can carry it away, you can take it out. From sunrise right till sunset, all day you can take anything. Moment the sun sets, you will not be allowed to remove a single pun from this palace. Like now, if you were to go and take something, all the guards will pounce on you at sunset too. But tomorrow morning from sunrise." This man went home. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. He was excited. His mind is running. "Tomorrow when I go, I must use this set strategy. I must use that strategy. If I take the big things first and then the small things, and if I do this and if I do that," and he was tossing and turning and turning. Morning time already. He came at the first sign of light. He came towards the palace. He saw this man was right. All the gates, all the doors are open. So he came inside. He walked in. He walked into the first room. He said, "There were all closets, all beautiful garments and clothing, the finest silks and cottons and wools and you name it." And he got so engrossed. He looked at his own shabby, dirty, worn-out clothes, started taking things, putting it on, taking off, putting on, putting on. And he spent the time enjoying himself with his clothes, and eventually he was dressed in something very beautiful, smart, fitted him comfortably, felt good. He said, "Right, when I'm coming back, I'm going to take all of that. I must take that shoes. I must take that." Went into the next room. Came there, the tables were laid, all beautiful, exquisite foods. Yes, so a la carte cuisine, they say. Yes, yes, Mediterranean, exotic foods. And he looked, "Oh, when am I going to eat, ever taste anything like this? These all types of birds and fish and..." He started eating. "Let me taste this. Let me taste that. Taste that. Taste that." And he was enjoying himself. In Afrikaans, they say it to himself, "A jelle bochel opgevreet." Never mind the stomach pop out. The back even popped out. Because by esa kana ne deka. He finished there. He came into the next room and he saw, wow, well, this is all types of drinks and smokes and what they call them, vapes and hookahs. And so by Jello, we ate everything now, you know, let's just, so he bought himself a few drinks and had a few puffs and smokes and came into the next room. He saw all the recliner couches and beds and sofas and all. He didn't sleep the whole night. He was tossing and turning. He had a hefty meal now, so now that bed beckoned. He thought, just a lot of time. Pura din baki, whole days left. Let me just have a small rest. Came onto this palatial bed with big, big cushions and pillows, put himself, propped him up, and the moment he laid down, servants were all around him, fanning him and making him comfortable. But in moments, he was snoring away. Suddenly, someone tapped him on the shoulder. When he looked up, it was the wazir. So he jumped up. He said, I must take this thing. He said, no. Sorry, bhai. Look out of the window. It's dark already. The sun has set. No, but I did it. Well, that's your problem.
Yes.
So the great respected Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahimahumullah, he uses this little anecdotal story in his Masnavi, and he brings the parallel to our lives. How we are living our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with a purpose here. There is a purpose for life. Allah says, Alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal-hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum
ahsanu amala.
Instead of wanting to do the beautiful deeds and leaving a legacy and a heritage, as we say, no, we worried about where we eating. By ka kawana, ka rewana, ka jawana, ka jana hai, ka kana hai, kisse milna hai, where's the next holiday to, what are we, where we living, where we eating, what we wearing. So understand this man, the trivialities of life, he got so engrossed. The main purpose he had forgotten. Now understand, all of us, when we're hearing this story or when we read it, we can identify with it totally. Yes? Yet, we all become victims of the same thing. All of us are victims in our life of the same thing. Entertainment, trivialities, the small things in life become so, matter so much to us that the big things are lost. Now, all of us, we are victims of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, understood insan. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Yes? خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. So everything Allah has told us, he now understands the fitrat of insan. Allah did not create us and leave us here. Now you negotiate your way and you find your way to success. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the greatest heritage, the greatest legacies. Understand? One is Quran Kareem. So this is the entire manual for our existence. And if that was not enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent the most beautiful, immaculate, perfect example of this whole manual. Muhammad Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Now understand, we acknowledge that as well. We know that if we follow this way, that's going to be the successful way. That's going to lead us to where we want to be, to understand eternal salvation and success. Yet, we find it so difficult, so hard for us to be able to follow that simple. That this is the example, follow this, and that's where you went. So we all acknowledge it. But yet, why is it so difficult for us to shape our lives on that? We come back to the same analogy that Jalaluddin Rumi, rahimahullah, was trying to bring. We haven't understood the value of what we have. We have, obviously, we're looking, we have this absolutely perfect, immaculate, priceless gem in our possession. Yes? But we haven't understood the value, so how can you appreciate it? How can you love it? How can you preserve it? We haven't understood the value. This is the biggest problem. This is our heritage. And it's most just amazing to me this year, alhamdulillah. Heritage Day, yes, it's a public holiday. The government of the country is saying, celebrate your heritage. And it falls in the month of Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Noor. Yes? So understand, amazingly enough, people around the globe are having jalsas and all types of gatherings, etc., under whatever name they want to call it, whether it's Siratul Nabi Jalsa or Siratul Nabi Conference, Miladul Nabi, Mauludul Nabi, you name, but they are highlighting and revisiting the legacy, the heritage that we need to obviously love and value and enjoy in the present, and then we're able to pass this on to future generations. But if we are not coming to understand the value of it, yes, this is the problem. We so much we can obviously has been said and can be said and will be said on the noble seerah, on the noble uswa of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we still find ourselves lacking in following that beautiful example. Mm. And we look at the Quran Kareem. If you want to look at praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at Quran. Over and over Allah is telling us, yes? Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. الله أكبر. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يؤتيك ربك فترضى. الله أكبر. We don't have the time to translate all these verses, but let's stop at this last one. Let's just shed a little light on this. الله أكبر. All of us, the entire creation, our purpose, our maqasid, our main aim is the pleasure of Allah. Is to please Allah. Man stands up and says, Ya Allah, I'm reading 2 rakat salah solely for your pleasure. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah called him to the mountain, he came running. Allah said, Musa, why you came running? He said, to please you, Ya Allah, for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Every creation, everything in the universe, its purpose and aim is to please Allah. Doing everything for the pleasure of Allah. Allah is saying in this verse, my Habib, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will give you until you are peace. Allah. وَلَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْبَى. Yeah? جَبْ تَكِ تُورَى ذِي. I will give you until you are pleased. Understand this, if you just reflect on this. Now, all of us have heard, have read, have studied, have listened to some part of the life, of the character, of the legacy, of the heritage given to us of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of this beautiful existence. Yes? Now, the question I'm asking is, if all, so, what would we, oh, this is this, this, you know, sinful, unworthy souls, little opinion, humble opinion. Just you tell me if you agree with me. What would please Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most? You see this fa, fatarba, the addition of the fa. You know this, for example, somebody brings you a gift. He gives you something. He says, yeah, I brought you a gift. You open it, you look. Hey, jazakallah, no, nice. When it's the thought, you know, alhamdulillah. You shouldn't have shame. Give it to your child. Just put it there. Take it just now. Jazakallah. Somebody else comes in with a gift. He presents you, I brought you a gift. You open this thing. Allahu Akbar, you jump up. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, you won't believe I'm making dua for them. You want to come around the table, hug this man, kiss him on his forehead. You want to jump. Fatarba, meaning, itna push ho jayegi. So I, question I'm posing to us, gunagar, sinful, downtrodden servants. What would please Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you? What was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's greatest worry, his greatest anguish, his greatest concern? Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. So, my, I'm banking on this. Isn't this a heritage? Allah, do you understand the value of what we have? Would Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy until every one of his ummah is free? Allahu Akbar. So is this not something we should, this is a heritage, this is a legacy. Allahu Akbar. The moral of the story we gave there in Urdu, we said, Ta zamana jagne ka, to mazee se so rahe the, are jo kuli hamari aake, to guzar gaya zamana. It was a time to be awake, to be vigilant, to be conscious. We were enjoying a deep slumber. We were sleepwalking through our lives. By the time our eyes opened, the time was past. Yes, Maulana Mansurul Haq Saab was saying so beautifully. Used to always say, "Mujhe dar hai ki dunya mein kahi aisa na ho jaye ki ab tak aake band hai aur aadmi fana ho jaye." So, my greatest fear, he said, in life is that it must not be that someone's eyes is still closed, hasn't even opened up to the reality, and his time is up. Understand what I'm saying. If we understand the value, if we understand what we have, let's wake up from the slumber. Yes, let's love this legacy. Yes, let's preserve it. Let's pass it down to our next generations in its pristine purity, so that they may see the beauty of this life. Inshallah, by far as heritage goes, everything else that came after that, we look at the legacy in this country of how we, as we are sitting here now, what we have found masajids in every town, makatibs, madaris, khans. The people of the past had this value. They came as poor, indentured laborers. They came as slaves from Indonesia, from Makassar, from, yes, the Awal Masjid. So understand, people came, they established Darul Ulooms, the first Darul Ulooms, they established Hibs classes. They understood, but why? Because they took this legacy from the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood the value. They understood what it means to preserve this and pass it down to the generations. That was coming, inshallah. I think that Maulana Saab, in a simple question, we gave such a long answer, it's already 9 o'clock.
Gee, Maulana, you left us with a great message and responsibility as well to take on this path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As you've mentioned, wa khuliqal insanu da'ifa, that we are, insan is created weak, but we should aim at least to following that lifestyle, and inshallah Allah will open up the way as our intention is sincere, inshallah. Mulana, we appreciate your advice, and you're always educating us with regards to the latest drugs and what the youth, and even you've told us in the past how 60-year-old and 70-year-olds are now addicted to different tablets in the form of medication. But today, alhamdulillah, you've told us as well how to come onto that path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We appreciate your time. Perhaps next time, inshallah, you can tell us what's the latest hashish out there or something of that sort, inshallah.
Inshallah, let's hope that by the next time we speak, inshallah, there's many, many more who have left that path and come back to the legacy of the heritage, inshallah.
Ameen.
This is the entire purpose. We just need to awaken one another to the reality, to what is actually going on, because we understand that Allah has warned us. This world is an evil deception. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَطَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. So we all getting caught up in this deception. Yes, and there's more entertainment and there's more distractions put in your way every day. Obviously, the main focus and the main message today and to all is that if we understand, if we first of all identify the beauty and the preciousness of what Allah has bestowed upon
Allahu
us
Akbar.
From the Ummah of Nabi Akbar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see life in the dawning light.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mulana. Jazakumullah khairan. Make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.